Daddy, guess what I learned today?
Well, what did you learn, honey?
I'm gay!
Oh, now what makes you say that?
Well, I'm a girl, and Mommy's a girl, and I love Mommy, so I'm gay.
Lily, what you're talking about here, honey, is when one girl wants to marry another girl, and you don't want to marry Mommy, do you?
No, of course not. I want to marry you!
Boy, that's a whole other conversation. Listen, why don't you just go sit on the front porch and wait for the ice cream man, okay?
Hey, Dad.
Adios, Señor L.
Yeah, we'll see you in a week or so. We're going to Mexico.
Get
Oh, wait. Don't you think you need to ask my permission before you drive 2,000 miles to a foreign country?
Why? We're in college. We're kind of like adults.
Yeah, if there was a war, we could be drafted.
If there was a war, I'd volunteer the both of you.
Dad, it's no big deal. We're going to get into Rich's car, take turns driving, and 37 hours later, boom, we're in Mexico.
Well, what do you plan on doing down there?
I don't know. Buy a sombrero, eat a burrito.
You can do all that at Kmart.
Mr. L, come on, cut us some slack.
Listen, I just don't think that you two are ready to handle a trip like that on your own.
Come on, Dad, I can handle things on my own. I like the chance to prove it to you.
Son, listen.
Dad, I'm almost 20 years old. You gotta let me grow up sometime.
I guess you deserve a chance to prove it. You can go.
Awesome, Mr. O. Thank you. You won't regret it. We know exactly what we're doing.
I don't think you do, Rich.
Sorry. So, you know how to get to Mexico?
Oh, we'll just start driving south. It's pretty big. We'll find it.
Yes.
Doesn't get any better than this, huh? Two guys on the open road heading for Mexico?
Yeah, this is what being a man is all about.
Yeah.
Pass me those gummy bears.
Speaking of being a man, a buddy at school gave me this brochure for a place outside Tijuana called Club Cha-Cha's. Check it out. Pretty hot senoritas, huh?
Yeah. No, I can't go to a strip joint, man. I'm going on with Dana.
Come on, man. It's not just a strip club. It's a cultural center. I mean, all the table dancers are bilingual, and they serve beers from all around the world.
I don't know, JT. I just wouldn't feel comfortable.
Oh, come on, man. I'm just asking you to do a little window shopping. You don't have to buy anything. Just admire the goods.
Well, I guess it wouldn't hurt to do a little browsing.
Yeah! Now you're talking like a man. Club Cha-Cha, here we come.
We are there.
Yes. Dana, what are you doing back there?
I stowed away to keep you from dragging my boyfriend through the gutter. If anybody's going to do that, it's going to be me.
I can't believe you're spurring on me. This stinks. You don't trust me?
I trust you, except when you're under the influence of Captain Hormone. Now, pull this heap over. I've had to go to the bathroom since Arkansas.
I'll see you guys later. I'm going to the mall.
Oh, great. Hey, Karen. Can you drop Mark and I off at the library on your way?
Al, it's raining. Once I leave the house, I only have a 26-minute window before my hair frizzes.
Oh, right. How inconsiderate of me. Look, why don't you just drive straight to the mall, and Mark and I can walk in the pouring rain and get soaked to the bone.
Okay, bye.
I don't think she gets the concept of sarcasm.
Sorry, Dad, need this.
Oh, look, honey. A one-bedroom apartment over on Spring Street. No kids allowed. Let's go.
You can't do that, Frank.
Why?
Already called. It's taken.
Amis du jour, bonjour. I have brought you something super groovy for your breakfast. It is a fresh, homemade French baguette. Wait until you see how crispy and crunchy it is. You are very nice. Okay, bags of baguette. Anyone for matzo ball soup?
So,
Jean, look, you are soaking wet.
Really? I hadn't noticed. Well, you know, it is raining. That's why I fashioned this impromptu turban and dashing Bedouin cloak.
Say, is that the sports section that you got on your head there?
Yeah, knock yourself out, baby.
I can't believe that you rode your bike over here in the rain. Why didn't you drive?
I don't know how to drive.
You don't know how to drive?
Yeah, don't you notice that I take the bike to the salon every day?
Yeah, but I just thought it was because you're French.
No, I don't shower because I am French. But no, you know, I always live in a big city like New York where you can take the taxi everywhere. And, you know, in Port Washington, you cannot get a taxi. So I take the bicyclette and I get all wet. But I think it kind of works for me. It's like a wet bad boy look. You know what I'm saying?
Listen to me, bad boy. If you're going to live here in Wisconsin, you have to learn how to drive. Winter is coming. You keep riding that little bicycle around, you're going to freeze your tires off. Hey, look at right here. Look at right here. Here's a driving school right there, huh?
Oh, don't be silly. You don't want to give your money to strangers. Frank will teach you how to drive.
Oh, that's a wonderful idea, honey. I just have one small little change.
What's that?
You teach him.
Well, yeah, I will.
Well, I don't feel too passed around.
No, really. I would love to teach you how to drive.
Really?
Yes.
Well, that is super extra fantastic. I would love to be taught by a woman who has been around the block as many times as you have. That come out wrong.
Oh, man. 15 burritos, 6 tacos, and a churro. And it's only gonna cost us $2? This is a great country or what, man? Huh?
Yeah. I'm telling you know what? I bet I could get a job down here as a bullfighter. We could move down here full time, huh? What do you think about that, Dana?
Let me see. Move to a dusty border town and watch soap operas in Spanish while my boyfriend seeks employment as a matador. Any chance I could get a job as a stripper in a local beer joint?
You'd do that for me?
I'd hit you in the head with a stick, but I'm afraid candy would spill out. Now, if you'll excuse me, I'm gonna take a walk while you two finish your pork fest.
Más burritos, muchachos!
Oh, no thanks, man. 5 pounds of pork is my limit.
Yeah, me too. How much do we owe you?
That's $4. 32 pesos.
Pay the man, Rich.
I don't have any money. I mean, I do. I gave all mine to Dana.
Well, I don't have any money either. I spent the rest of mine on this awesome cow flute. Check it out. You blow it to his butt.
Señor,
si?
Un smallo problema. My girlfriendo, she has all our dinero, and she's just down the street. Oh, we're gonna go get it and be right back. Yeah. Uno momento.
Be right back.
Right back.
Un momento. Alto, paren, policía, ayúdame. Ladrones americanos.
Oh, we're coming right back.
What's the trouble here?
These bandidos ate 15 burritos each, and they tried to run off without paying.
15 burritos each?
Si.
Rest assured, they will pay later.
Officer, really, we weren't trying to get away. We're just going to go get my sister, get the money, and she's across the street. We'll be right back. You believe me, don't you?
Well, I'll tell you one thing, officer. After the way you're treating us, there is no way I'm moving down here and become a bullfighter. But then, hey, watch me. JT, we got to get out of here, man. You know, I hear what happens in these Mexican jails. We're completely at the mercy of some sadistic prison warden.
Yeah? And how's that different from dating Dana?
Wow, Microsoft closed at 1:38. Hope you boys butt in at 15 like I did.
Well. Imagine my surprise when I went back to the taco stand, now known as the scene of the crime. Only to find that my two escorts have been hauled off for grand theft burrito.
May I help you?
Yes, I'm here to spring Butch and Sundance.
Look, Barker, just pay the man so we can get out of here. We don't need any of your lip.
How much for just the little one?
No, take them both. We have enough problems down here without you Americans sending us your lowlifes.
Can't argue with that. So how much to get them out?
The food was $4 American, plus there is an additional $25 fine.
For what?
They broke the law. The penalty is $25.
Ah, I get it. You're looking for a bribe.
A bribe?
Yeah. Should I just give it to you, or do you want to pretend to shake hands and I'll slip it into your palm?
Now listen, senorita.
I mean, who do you think you're dealing with here? Just some cute little blonde? Listen here. I am an American citizen, and I have rights.
$25, please, and no lip. And maybe I will release the prisoners.
Don't think I don't see what you're trying to do. This is blackmail. Well, let me tell you, I am from the United States of America. Yeah, you know that big country to the norte?
Sweetheart.
I'll tell you what. I will give you $5 American and we'll call it a gratuity. All right? How's that, senor? Okay. I have reconsidered and would like to pay the $25 fine.
Now it's $225.
Excuse me?
25 for the two stooges. Plus an additional 200 for you trying to bribe me.
We don't have that kind of money.
Well, in that case, enjoy your stay in Mexico.
Answer it.
I'm busy. Besides, they'll call back.
Answer it or I will pound you. Hello?
Brendan, listen. Let me talk to Dad or Carol.
They're not here.
Okay, well, listen, okay? This is very important. Listen very carefully. Tell Dad and Carol that we're okay, but we're in jail in Tijuana, Mexico, okay? But we need them to wire us $225 to get us out, okay?
Uh-huh. Got it. Whoa, awesome decapitation.
Gotta go.
Okay, Jean-Luc, it's your turn.
Huh?
Nervous, are you?
I'm a little bit nervous. Oh, no, sorry.
Don't be nervous. Here, let me just get your seatbelt. Everything's going to be fine. It'll be just like, turn those off. It'll be just like we practiced in the backyard, except now you won't be driving a picnic table.
No, no paper plate for a steering wheel.
No. Okay, here we go. Okay. That's real good, real good. Be calm.
Oh, look at moi, okay. Look at moi. I'm driving.
You're doing really well.
Yeah, I'm born to be wild.
Yes, wild.
Get your motor running. Get out on the highway. Look for adventure. Okay. It will never cross my way! Born to be wild!
You must.
Sorry.
Keep both hands on the steering wheel at all times.
That's
so straight ahead.
That's a good safety tip.
Yes,
that's
it is.
A good
straight
safety
ahead.
Tip.
That's
yeah.
A good one.
Well, I'm liking it.
Yeah.
It's super fantastic. It's good. It's good. I feel good.
Okay, this is just fun. You're doing great. All right, let's turn right at the next corner.
Okay, coach.
Okay. No.
That was easy.
What are you doing? I said turn right.
How did you turn right?
No, you turned left. That's left.
Well, I'll be a monkey's
uncle. Monkey's uncle.
Oh.
What?
It's coming back.
What?
My dyslexia.
Dyslexia? You're dyslexic?
Well, only for left and right.
Oh, good. All right. Let's just drive straight for a while, okay? Okay, here comes an intersection with a light. You know what to do, right?
I sure do.
Okay. What are you doing? Are you out of your mind? You just ran a red light.
No, I didn't.
Yes, you did.
It was green, just like my shirt.
Your shirt is red.
Really? This is red?
Yes, it is red.
You know, maybe,
Maybe I should get my eyes checked.
Maybe, maybe. You just ran a red light. People are driving on the sidewalk.
Carol, do not yell at me.
Why not?
Because when people yell at me, I have to make them go away.
Oh, well, that is the
Carol,
stupidest
you have
thing
to go away, Carol. Go away.
Went well.
Hey, Dad, how's Carol?
Oh, she's fine, she's fine. I offered to give her a lift home. She said she wanted to walk. didn't want to be in a moving vehicle quite yet. Have you heard from JT?
No, but Rich's mom called. I haven't heard from him either.
What's for dinner?
Spaghetti. You know, they should have called by now.
I don't like spaghetti.
Yeah, son, I don't have time to talk about dinner. I'm worried about Rich and JT and Dana. They're down somewhere in Mexico.
Oh, they're fine. They're in jail. Can I have a hot dog instead?
What do you mean?
I like hot dogs better than I do spaghetti.
I mean after that. What do you mean they're in jail?
Oh, they called and told me to give you a message. Did I forget to tell you?
Yes. Now, what's the message?
Let me think. Something about wiring money to some town in Mexico.
What town?
I don't know. I think it was something Spanish.
Okay. Juarez? Nogales? Veracruz, Ensenada, Tejada.
Tejada. That's it, Tejada. Oh. What's he so cranked up about?
Yeah, operator, this is an emergency. Would you connect me with the police station in Tejada, Mexico, please?
I'm going out to shoot hoops till dinner. Oh, by the way, Grandma called last Thursday. She's stuck at the airport and needs a ride home. She said she'd wait out on the curb for you.
Am I the only kid in this family that's not a nitwit?
Yeah.
Here, dinner.
I'm sorry, I don't eat meat. Do you have a vegetarian platter?
No, but we have a lovely fruit plate. Would you like that with cottage cheese or yogurt?
Well, is it non-fat yogurt?
It's non-existent yogurt. Tejada Hilton. No, don't hang up. You call the right number.
Listen, my name is Frank Lambert. I'm looking for some kids, and I think they're in your jail.
Two goofy guys and a mouthy blonde?
That'd be them. What's going on?
They left the food stand without paying.
That'd be the guys.
Then they tried to bribe an officer of the law.
There's the mouthy blonde.
$225 will clear the whole thing up.
Yeah, I will wire the money right away, okay? Yeah, but listen, don't tell them quite yet. I want to make them sweat a little.
Bless you for that, sir. JT, your father would like to speak to you.
Dad, oh, God, thank God you called, yeah. We need you to wire us the money right away.
JT, I've been thinking about this. Now, isn't this a perfect opportunity for you to prove to me that you don't need my help much anymore? I mean, after all, you are kind of like an adult.
You're not going to throw that in my face, are you?
Oh, son, I think we have a bad connection.
But, Dad, this was my fault.
You know, I know you're trying to apologize to me, son, and I just love you for that, but I'm having trouble hearing you.
You're just gonna let him rot in jail?
He's gonna call back. Hello.
Dad, listen, you were right. I'm sorry. I'm really sorry. From now on, I'm gonna listen to you.
I think we have a much better connection now, son. I'm wiring the money.
Oh, thanks a lot, Dad. Well, listen, as long as we're this far south, could you wire us an extra 500? We'd like to go down to Rio for Carnival.
Thank you.
$825 to fix the car.
Yeah, well, I can't believe our insurance won't pay for this.
Yeah, go figure. Guess our policy doesn't cover dyslexic, colorblind, foreign drivers who freak out behind the wheel.
Hola, mi familia.
Hola, Lambert.
Hola, los banditos.
Oh, man, am I starving.
Oh, me too. You know, Dad, after being in jail, we did a lot of thinking on our long ride home.
Yes, sir. It was a very important learning experience.
Yeah, I think we really matured a lot in the last couple days.
Well, that's great. Where's Dana?
She's asleep in the back seat.
No, she's not. I was just back there getting the bags, and she wasn't there. Oh, my God, we left her at the last rest stop.
Oh, man, we're gonna have to go get her right after we finish lunch. By the way, Grandpa called last week. Want to know if you've seen Grandma.